Amen. So good to see all of you on this exciting Sunday morning. Special welcome to, if you're new or you're visiting or you're here for the baptism, welcome. So good to have you all here. If we haven't met, my name's Tim. I'm one of our pastors here, and I want to let you know a few things that are going on in our community before we dive into the Word here today. If you've got a bulletin, you can feel free to pull it up or sent out digitally, too, if you want to pull up your digital bulletin. A few things I just want to highlight from this week is, first of all, is that Karsten and Matthew have been hired as our summer interns. If they want to give us a wave. Great wave. Loved it. A few other things. This Tuesday, there's going to be a leadership onboarding. All the info is here. It's going to be 8:30 to 9:30 over Zoom, which makes it easy to join. The Zoom link's in the bulletin, or you can use the QR code to join the Zoom. This Wednesday, we're going to have an in-person prayer meeting. I know the dates. This Wednesday, there's an in-person prayer meeting to pray over our school that we host here in the school, Fusion Christian Academy. So we're going to be praying over their space and for the school. So we invite you to join for that. This one's not even in the bulletin, but two Saturdays from now, so not this next Saturday, but the one after, we're going to have our men's event again. So we talked about our men's ministry. Yeah, it's fun. It's a good event. We invite you, if you are a man or you have a man in your household, even a young man, please send them to this. Saturday mornings, we meet in the Dynamic Center. I'll announce it again next week, but just a reminder. Also, this tank that we're going to be dunking people in, we have to clean it up after service. We would very much appreciate if a few people could help us with that. Finally, next Sunday, we're really excited for this one. Next Sunday, right after service, we're going to gather in the Dynamic Center, and we're going to have a potluck together. So next Sunday, bring some food. We're going to eat together, and we're going to hear some stories of what God's been doing in our midst here, just as our EMC congregation, hear a bit about what God's doing, fellowship together, eat together, and spend some time in prayer and fellowship. We're really excited about that. So next Sunday, bring some food, don't plan anything after service, and we'll go to the Dynamic Center, and we'll, enjoy that. So write that in your calendars. So let's pray here today, and then we'll dive into the Word. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this morning, that it's a time of celebration and excitement and joy. Lord, would you move in this place? For Preston and Zach, Lord, we just pray a blessing over them today. As they take this step, would you move in their lives, in their hearts, encounter them, transform them, and encourage each of us here today. That we would be a living sacrifice for you, Jesus. We thank you in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Well, as we've been moving towards this, obviously very soon we're going to have these two baptisms, right? We're going to put Preston and Zach, they're going to be dunked in the pool. Baptism, though, it's more than just being dunked in the water. What is baptism? We kind of come back to this every few months. What actually is baptism? It symbolizes, really, us being in Christ and Him being in us. Baptism, it's our participation in Jesus. It's us actually participating in the person of Jesus and identifying with Him and living with Him. Especially, baptism symbolizes participating in His death and His resurrection. That's what baptism is about. You go into the water, and many of us here, we've been baptized, right? You go into the water, and as Romans 6 explains, that symbolizes you're actually dying with Jesus, right? As He died on the cross, you are dying to your old self, to yourself that's stuck in darkness and in sin, and as you're brought up out of the water, you're participating with Him in His resurrection. And as you come up, you have the new resurrection life of Jesus. That's what baptism symbolizes. 2 Corinthians 5, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. And I think what's key here to baptism is really that short phrase that's used all throughout the New Testament, in Christ. That as followers of Jesus, you don't just know about Jesus, but you are in Christ. You are participating in the very life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Can I paint us another picture of how I see baptism? I ask us to imagine your faith as a follower of Jesus. Imagine your faith as kind of a journey. Maybe, does anyone like to hike? You guys like to hike? Yeah, there's some hands. I love to hike. Imagine it almost as a hike, as a journey. And baptism, in a lot of ways, is the first step. It's that first part of that journey, of that hike, of our life of faith. Baptism is the first step. And it is such an important step. But think if you've gone on a big hike. The first step, it might be a defining step because you got out of your car and left the parking lot. But it might not be the most difficult step. It might not even be the most important step. It's probably not even the step that really defines your journey, even though it sets you on the right path. Obviously, it's important, right? The beginning is so important. It sets you on the right path. But we need to focus on the whole thing, on the whole journey, on our whole life of faith. There's this word that hopefully many of you actually know, this Christian word. It's the word sanctification. Sanctification. And that's something we talk about here. It means to be made holy or set apart, to be different. Really, what sanctification means is to be transformed so that you're more like Jesus. Sanctification, being transformed to be more like Jesus. And this is the work that the Holy Spirit does in us. And that transformation, it doesn't just happen at our baptism or right when you start to follow Jesus, though it does happen then, but sanctification, this transformation, it happens also over the years and the decades and the long journey of our faith. It happens at the moment where we follow Jesus, but it also is an ongoing process. This process of lifelong discipleship as we're transformed every day to look more like Jesus. What does that transformation look like? There's this idea in our culture, in our world, that if you want to discover who you really are, you have to look deep inside. Figure out what your feelings are, and if you kind of discover what your feelings are deep inside, that's who you are. And I look at that, and first of all, I say that's actually a pretty bad idea, but that's also contrary to the Christian belief, right? The whole point of baptism is actually that I need to die to my sinful nature, to my old self, not that I can discover who I am deep down, but so that I can become more like Jesus. Do you see the difference? We need to be transformed to look more like Him. Sanctification, this transformation, it starts at the moment when you follow Jesus. You are made holy. You are a new creation, as we read. But sanctification, it's also this long, lifelong journey that sometimes isn't always exciting. But we can be transformed throughout our everyday lives. Baptism or moments, or maybe you have like exciting moments of spiritual high, maybe moments of encounter with Jesus. These moments are so valuable to our faith. I hope many of us can look back at our own baptism and be encouraged, be reminded of who God is. Be reminded of what He's done in your life. Maybe it's not even your baptism. Maybe you've gone on a mission trip. And you look back on that and you feel so encouraged in your faith. Maybe it was a conference you went to. And you know, after a Christian conference, you can have that spiritual high, right? I encountered God. You can feel excited. Maybe it's just a moment of maybe an evening of prayer or of spiritual conversations. These moments of encounter, are so important, including baptism, to encourage our faith. But my prayer is that our faith doesn't just peak at those moments and then slowly fade as we hope for the next spiritual high. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes does your faith kind of peak and you're on this spiritual high and you get excited, and then as the days and the weeks go by, it kind of fades and you're just waiting for the next one. My prayer is that our faith doesn't look like that. Preston and Zach, as you get baptized here today, I actually pray that today is not the core or the height of your sanctification. My prayer is that today is not your best day as a follower of Jesus. Today is an incredibly important day, this day of baptism, this day that sets you apart as you declare publicly you are following Jesus. It's probably the most important day of your faith so far in your life. But my prayer is that today you don't experience the greatest depth that you will in the deeper life in Christ, but that it would continue on, and that over the decades, you would experience a great life in Jesus. That you would experience a slow and consistent deepening of your faith in your relationship with Him. That you would truly experience a deeper life in Christ over the years to come. I'm going to read a few verses at the beginning of Hebrews 12. It says this: "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." You know, as I read this, I'm not sure I always think of faith like this. Even how I'm talking about faith as a journey, I'm not sure we always actually see faith as this. You know, we've been raised up in the church, and we know that we're saved by grace, not through our works. We know that we can have assurance that we're saved when we give our life to Jesus. But that doesn't mean we stop there, does it? I think sometimes in my own head, I start to think, you know, I'm saved, I'm good. But friends, there is so much more for us in Christ that we can continue on in the faith. 1 Corinthians 1, Paul talks about Christians, and he says that they are being saved. It's an ongoing thing as we're sanctified and transformed and changed. Friends, are we throwing off everything that hinders us and running the race every day, not just at the beginning of our faith? Are we fixing our eyes on Jesus, who is both the pioneer but also the perfecter of our faith? And I want to dig into those two words here. I think that's important. Jesus, he's the pioneer of our faith. That means he starts it, right? He pioneers our faith. He begins it. He comes to us. Do you notice that? You don't pioneer your own faith. Jesus comes to you. And as I've heard many of your testimonies, that's what I hear, is that it's not you seeking out him, but it's him seeking out you. We're stuck. We're lost in darkness and in sin. We have no hope. But our precious Jesus, he pursues us. He finds us and he calls us out. He works in our hearts. He gives himself up and he draws us into his love and his light. He pioneers our faith. But he's also the perfecter. He's the perfecter of our faith. As we grow in Christ over the years of our life, he perfects our faith. This is that ongoing peace, that sanctification, being transformed. Perfector and perfect, that's a big word, but it's an intentional word that the author uses. Does that mean you're never going to make any mistakes if you're following Jesus, right? Definitely not here on earth, at least. But friends, Jesus, he is the one that perfects our faith. Part of what that means is that we're wholly sanctified. It's that every single part of your life can be touched by Jesus, can be transformed by him, changed by him. Yes, we're not going to be completely perfect on this side of eternity, but that doesn't mean we resign ourselves to failure. Can we continue on? Can we pursue what Jesus is calling us to and invite him to continue to perfect our faith? Maybe you read this passage that we read in Hebrews, and right now, even here today at Baptism Sunday, you feel excited and zealous, and you're kind of in one of those spiritual highs, or maybe you can think back to one that you've experienced, and you're like, yes, this is what I want, I'm all in, and that's such a good and encouraging thing. But for many of us who have been Christians for a long time, as time goes on, your spiritual high can wane. Faith can get less novel. Life gets busy. How do we sustainably continue doing what the author of Hebrews is encouraging us to do? How do we sustainably continue to throw everything off that hinders us and run the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus? We cannot do this by ourselves. We can't do it by ourselves. First of all, he begins by saying we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. That means the church. We're surrounded by people who have done this before, but the author more importantly says, who's the perfecter of your faith? It's not you. It's Jesus. It's not ourselves. The author says to consider Jesus so that we do not grow weary. Consider Jesus so that you don't get too busy. Consider Jesus so that when life gets mundane, you don't forget about your faith. Consider Jesus and fix your eyes on him. And friends, this brings us back to the very meaning of baptism again. That we are in Jesus and that he is in us. That we would identify with Jesus in his life, death, and his resurrection. To be people that consistently and sustainably fix our eyes on him. So we are sanctified by him. Can we intentionally dwell in him and in our day-to-day life when life gets mundane, when you're going to work and today feels a lot like the last, when life gets busy, not in the exciting spiritual high moments, but in the everyday life, can we invite the life of Jesus to dwell in us, to even take over our life? Sometimes when I read this, it sounds intense, right? This verse of running the race. But we need to do this consistently. We don't need to be people that have insane energy and stamina, but we need to be people who surrender, people who invite Jesus to do the work in us. People who are deeply formed, right? It's less about what we're doing, and it's more about who we are becoming in him. We need to be slowly consistent, pressing on in our faith. Realistically, I have a theory that faith just might be harder in the mundane, normal parts of life than in the parts of life where we feel our faith being tested. I think it might be harder to stay true to our faith when, you know, the days are just kind of the same and we're busy and we're going to work and we're going to school than it is when we really have a moment where we have to stand up for our faith. Right? Those great moments that define our faith, maybe where you have to stand up for your faith or something like that, they can be difficult. But we also live for those moments. We love those big moments. But in the everyday, the normal, the mundane, it can be so easy to ease off the gas, to start to kind of forget about Jesus, to focus on other things. That's where faith can slip. And we need to keep our eyes firmly fixed on the perfecter of our faith. So for all of us here that know Jesus, I urge us, do not settle. I encourage us, do not fall asleep in the everyday life. Don't slip up in the normal, mundane parts of your weeks. don't drift away or pay less attention. I encourage us to stay awake and to pursue the perfection that Jesus is leading us to. So with that, I want to pray. And I want to, after that, I'm going to invite Preston up. And we're going to see him publicly declare that he wants to follow Jesus. And we're going to celebrate baptism here today. So Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are so faithful to us. We thank you that you are both the pioneer, you pursue us, you're the pioneer of our faith, and Jesus, you're also the perfecter. Would you continue to change us, to transform us, to make us new? Lord Jesus, we are so amazed by your great love. We pray today as we hear the stories of how you have pioneered faith that you would encourage us again. And that as our week goes on, that you would continue to perfect our faith. That we would walk closely to you and keep our eyes fixed on you. Lord Jesus, we invite you. We surrender to you. We want more of you. In your holy and precious name.